All right, let's not waste any time. There's a lot of excitement brewing in this town right now about the Austin FC. And one of our good friends, Mike Craven, at Craven Mike in the Twitterverse. He covers the Austin FC for the Austin American Statesman. Actually used to cover recruiting for the Austin American Statesman, but he switched up the game. He is a renaissance man showing us there. Hey, Mike, thank you for the time. We appreciate you coming on with us.
I appreciate y'all. How's it going, Rod?
It's going well, man. How's everything going? How's the family?
It's going pretty good. Grandfather's out at the ranch doing his thing, so everybody's good.
Yeah, man. Okay, so how are you liking the new beat, man, covering soccer, going from the American football to football? How is it? Have you always been a big soccer guy, a big soccer fan?
No, I wasn't. You know, I grew up in the normal football, baseball, basketball household around UT sports my whole life. I kind of picked up soccer after college. I started playing FIFA. And then I went into sports writing, and soccer is the perfect sports writer job or sports writer sport because it comes on, you know, kind of afternoon, midday, Tuesday, Wednesday over in Europe and stuff with the time change. So I just kind of started watching it during the day while everybody else was working and became a fan. And then when this opportunity came up, it was too much to pass up. You know, I couldn't turn down switching up, talking to teenagers to talking to professional athletes. So that
was- yeah. One of the things I like about him is the gear, man. The gear is pretty cool.
Yeah,
the merchandise is nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. They want to represent this city. They want to be on people's, you know, backs and stuff. They want people to buy the stuff that don't even care about soccer, who never watch a soccer game, but want something with Austin on it. So they're trying to get that arm out there as much as they can.
I think they're doing a great job with that. Mike, the first regular season match coming up this Saturday against LAFC. We'll get to that here in a second. But last week, Austin FC did play three preseason matches. They lost the first two to Houston and Dallas. They did win against San Antonio FC 5-1 over the weekend. Your thoughts from what you've seen from this team thus far? Look, it's an expansion team. Bunch of new players, new coaches, guys who have never played with each other before. But your thoughts on how they looked last week and how it's all coming together as we get set for match day to start the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, they held their own, and they looked like they belonged against two MLS teams. I think that's what they were looking for. You know, you don't know what to expect. You can put together a roster on paper. You can even watch them in practice. But then, until they go up against competition they're going to face on a regular basis, you just don't know what it's going to look like. I think Claudio Reyna, the sporting director, Josh Wolf, the head coach, probably feel pretty good about their roster. Like you said, it's an expansion team, so expectations need to be just making the playoffs. You know, that would be a good season. But so for what they saw against FC Dallas and the Houston Dynamo, I think they should be pleased. Defense is going to be the concern, but I think everybody who followed this closely knew that. So they're going to have to tighten that up and kind of figure out how they play from the back and what they want to do with that stuff. But otherwise, they did pretty well. They scored a lot of goals. It looked like exciting soccer, and that's what Josh Wolf wants to bring to the team.
Well, Mike, I mean, we've got other examples of cities and teams that have come into the league and done pretty well right away. Atlanta, LAFC, and then I was also reading that Nashville SC all came in and at least, you know, had some success. What should the expectations be for season one?
Yeah, I mean, their owner, Anthony Precourt, was at the stadium the other day with the MLS commissioner and Steve Adler, the mayor, and, you know, he was asked, kind of, what do you expect from this team? And he said, I expect them to make the playoffs, and I've told the coach, sporting director, that. So that is the expectations. This is a professional sports franchise. They are paid to win. You buy tickets for them to win. So they're going to go out there and try to be a playoff team. They face who is the favorite. I'm a sports gambling guy. I like sports betting. LAFC is the favorite to win MLS this year. They play them in the first game. So we should get a good test early on to kind of see where they stack with the elite and if that playoff expectation is realistic.
Hey, Mike, so speaking of the playoffs, 7 of the 13 teams in the West make the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, I mean, I don't know, how competitive is the Western Conference?
Yeah, I think it's one of those conferences where the top 3 or 4 teams are probably pretty much understood. You have LAFC, Minnesota, Kansas City. Those teams are going to be up there. But they have a chance to kind of be underneath that. Once you get past Seattle, Portland, LAFC, you kind of, you know, it kind of opens up a little bit. So they can get into that 6th, 7th, 8th spot. So I think it's kind of top heavy with the top 5 teams kind of being in their own class and then, you know, 6 through 14 kind of being able to fight it out for those, you know, other 3 spots, 2 spots.
Hey, Mike, my fiance is a big soccer fan, and she wanted me to ask you how common is it to have your first 7 games of the season on the road?
Well, it not common unless you're doing some stadium stuff.
And, okay, and that's what it is. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so Q2 Stadium set to open in June. There's an international break there right at the start of June, so I think the best way for them to go about it was to do the first 7 games on the road. They'll have that 3-week break, and then June 19th against San Jose will be the home opener.
Mike Craven of the Austin American-Statesman joining the Triple Option with RBKD. Talking Austin FC, we are 5 days away from the inaugural match for Austin FC. You talked about LAFC, Mike, and how they are the Vegas favorite to win the MLS Cup. Look, this is different than baseball, right? I mean, you usually get one match a week in the MLS. So how important do you think Saturday's match is? Like, this is a nationally televised game on Fox. With what you know about the city of Austin, do you think Austin FC needs a good showing on Saturday? Like, what's the worst thing that happens this weekend, and do you think this fan base might be a little discouraged if Austin FC just goes out and gets destroyed this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think the casual fans might turn it off after that until the home game comes around. You know, I do think there's two different seasons here for Austin FC. It's that first 7 games on the road where maybe it'll be more hardcore MLS fans and hardcore soccer fans watching. But then once there's home games and there's buzz and there's 20,000 people in there, maybe that kind of picks it up again. So I don't know how crucial it is early on. If they come out and they play a really exciting game, like score 2-3 goals, even if they lose, I think people tune in the next week. So they want to be exciting. And Josh Wolf, he was an offensive guy when he played. He wants to be exciting anyway. So I think, you know, a 0-0 draw may be the worst case scenario in terms of the casual fan. I think even a loss, if they score multiple goals, people go, okay, that's fun. That's my city. I want to keep up with this a little bit more before they get here, you know, for good in June.
Well, Mike, one of the things you said, you're a longtime Texas person. You know that in Austin, and certainly in the state, but specifically Austin, man, if it has Austin on the title and on the jersey, people are going to root for it, whether they know about it, the sport, or whatever that is. And I've talked to a lot of people that want to get into this, and they just don't know anything about soccer. You said you made the change. Now, you knew some soccer, but you made the change from recruiting to soccer. What did you look at? Were there any primers or any cliff notes that helped you out?
I think the video game is big. I think FIFA, the video game.
That's what got me in.
Yeah, that's really college, you know, just like late at night playing online FIFA and stuff is really what got me into the sport. So I would watch the highest levels of it. You know, I think for me, it was just the World Cup or bust before. Once I got into soccer, it was like, okay, I'm going to pick a team and really root for it. And, you know, once you have a team to root for, it gets a little bit easier to keep up with. So that was my advice. Pick a couple teams in a couple different leagues, play the video game, and then tune in, I guess, on April 17th and see if you like the product. Austin-wise, I think – speaking of the UT stuff, the important part to realize, I'm from here. I was born here in 1985. I think I've seen the city turn into something that it wasn't previously.
Yeah.
And I believe that favors Austin FC. This is not just the UT-centric town it was in the 90s I grew up in. There's a lot of people here who are looking for something to root for. Austin FC may give them that. I didn't ever think I was going to see a team from my town play against Los Angeles and play against Seattle and Portland stuff. That's going to be kind of cool. And so I think a lot of people will gravitate towards that, even if they maybe aren't soccer, you know, aficionados.
That's a great point. I think you're right.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Mike, let me ask you about the strategy and style of play, tactical element of the game. Do you know what style they play? Are they going to be a 4-3-3? Are we talking a 4-2-3-1? I know it sounds like, trust me, I'm learning on the fly with it too. I had my woman quizzing me the other day about it. But style of play, like what strategy does the Austin FC implement?
Yeah, so Josh Wolf, the head coach, was the assistant to Greg Berhalter, who was at Columbus previously. Now he's the men's U.S. national team's coach. So anybody who's watched any of the U.S. men's national team stuff over the last year or so, probably that style. So not to get too dorky on you, but 4-3-3, the fullbacks are going to attack and try to overlap and kind of offload that kind of stuff. And they're going to attack. They're going to play out of the back. They don't want to just kick it downfield and hope. They want to, you know, control the ball. They want to play with the ball. And they want to go score. You know, I think he's a new age coach in that way. He doesn't want to just keep the ball to keep the ball. He knows he wants to play an exciting brand, and the more exciting he is, the better it is for this franchise early on. So I think they're going to attack, and, yeah, he prefers a 4-3-3, you know, with wingers to stay out wide and that kind of stuff, and just your typical striker who can play offense and defense up front.
Mike Craven of the Austin American-Statesman joining the Triple Option with RBKD to talk Austin FC. The first match for Austin FC taking place this Saturday. It'll be a nationally televised game Saturday at 4 o'clock against LAFC. Mike, you wrote a good piece in the Statesman a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, just about five key players for Austin FC. Cecilio Dominguez had a couple of goals on Saturday. Tomas Pochettino had a nasty free kick goal over the weekend as well. You know, are those the two guys that you think will be doing a lot of the scoring for Austin FC? Just give us a couple of names that we really need to look out for and guys that you think this fan base can really attach itself to early on.
Yeah, if we're talking about scoring, I think the two you mentioned are right up there. Those are their two designated players. In the MLS, there's a salary cap kind of situation, but you can sign three guys outside of that limit, and those players tend to cost more, and they tend to play offense because it's harder to score goals than to stop goals. So I think those two guys plus Rodney Redis will probably be the offensive guys. On the back side, I think Alex Ring is probably going to be the captain. He plays kind of the defensive midfield position. It's kind of like the middle linebacker of soccer right in front of the back line guys. I think he's going to be a fan favorite because he hustles around. He'll tackle guys. He'll knock guys down. He'll bring some of that physicality to the team. So I think Alex Ring will kind of be the defensive guy, and then Cecilio Ramirez, Tomas Pochettino, Rodney Redis will be that kind of front line guys that score the goals and get some of the glory.
Last question, Mike. It's kind of a two-parter. It's really two questions. I don't know why I'm saying it's one. Your thoughts on
Q2? The last question.
Your thoughts on Q2 Stadium? I saw that you were there a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week. We haven't been able to see it yet. We've seen pictures. Obviously, I've driven by it a million times, but just how nice does it look on the inside? And let me make sure I have this right. You're saying MLS Cup or bust for this team, right? Like it's a failed season if they don't win this year. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, mark it down. Beat writers. Cup or bust. Yeah, the stadium's tremendous. You know, like it took me by surprise. I don't know what I was exactly expecting. I mean, most of my experience is, you know, high school football and then going to UT football games and stuff. So I'm not sure what I envisioned. But it was really nice. They did some really cool things with it. They purposely built it so the air will flow through there. They got some mesh seats where the sun's going to be, so the seats shouldn't be as hot. I think they were really conscientious on how they did it. It's going to be loud. They got metal hanging over all the stands and stuff. They're going to let people in there with drums and flares. Like, it's going to be a legit crazy thing. I'm looking forward to kind of sitting away in the press box and just watching it unfold.
No doubt. Mike, we really appreciate your time. Great stuff as always, man. Congratulations on the Austin FC beat. You've been putting out great content over the last few months. Enjoy this weekend, man, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You Thanks, too. Mike. There good stuff.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Craven, the Austin American-Statesman. He is their beat writer for Austin FC.